Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for bringing us again to your church today. We know that many would like to make it, but they couldn't because of many circumstances. But Lord, thank you that you opened the door for us, and here we are in your house. Lord, we are so glad that you've brought us here. Because the Bible says, I rejoice when they tell me to go in the house of God. So, Father, here we are. We need your Holy Spirit to continue talking to us, speaking to us, conveying the message that you want us to hear. As I'm standing before your people, I need your Holy Spirit to lead me, oh Father. Thank you for my brother and sister who's here, and thank you for the control of the Holy Spirit as we are talking about this message, which is prayer. Teach us, lead us, and help us understand about prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. My book today is in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16. And if you take your Bible at the pew there, you find it in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16. And this is what the Bible says. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Say amen for that. Hallelujah. Verse 16. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. I want us again to run to the book of Ephesians chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18 to 20. Ready? Let's read together. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kind of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the entire Lord's people. Pray also for me that whenever I speak, word may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Last Sunday, I talked about salvation. And for those who were not here, my name is Sammy Kabiamera. And I talk about salvation. Why? Because it's the foundation of Christian life. This building we live in, we are worshiping God in. Before they build it, they had to build to make sure that the foundation was well laid, built up, and then they build the house on it. Same thing with Christian life. If the foundation is not well built, there is a chance you can't keep up with salvation. And the motive has to be right. Why to be saved? As I said, because we need not to miss the eternal life. Today, I continue with teaching about salvation, but the point is prayer. Praying. You know, there are many blessings that we get after we get saved. Salvation brings many spiritual blessings. Too many spiritual blessings that people do not know. And one of them is prayer. Praying, talking to God is very important. It's crucial. It's vital. It's important. And today I will talk about prayer. And I know many of us know much about prayer. But let God encourage us as well as we listen to this teaching. Why is that prayer is vital to us Christian? Why is it prayer that is important to us Christian? Before I go there, I want to read for you this illustration. It said that a man's daughter had asked the local pastor to come and pray with her father. When the pastor arrived, he found the man lying in bed with his head propped up on two pillows and an empty chair beside his bed. The priest assumed that the old fellow had been informed of his visit. "I guess you are expecting me," he said. "No. Who are you?" "I'm the new associate of your local church," the pastor replied. "When I saw the empty chair, I figured you knew I was going to show up." "Oh yeah, the chair," said the man. "Would you mind closing the door?" Puzzled, the pastor shut the door. "I've never told anyone this, not even my daughter," said the man. "But all of my life, I have never known how to pray. At church, I used to hear the pastor talk about prayer, but it always went right over my head. I abandoned any attempts of prayer at prayer," the old man continued, "until one day, about 4 years ago, my best friend said to me, 'Joe, prayer is just a simple matter of having a conversation with Jesus. Here's what I suggest. Sit down on chair, place an empty chair in front of you, and in faith, see Jesus on the chair. It's not spooky because he promised, I'll be with you always. Then just speak to him and listen in the same way you are doing with me right now.' So I tried it, and I've liked it so much that I do it a couple of hours every day. I'm careful, though. If my daughter saw me talking to an empty chair, she'd either have a nervous breakdown or send me off to the funny farm." The pastor was deeply moved by the story and encouraged the old guy to continue on the journey. Then he prayed with him and returned to the church. 2 nights later, the daughter called to tell the pastor that her daddy had died that afternoon. "Did he seem to die in peace?" he asked. "Yes. When I left the house around 2 o'clock, he called me over to his bedside, told me one of his corny jokes, and kissed me on the cheek. When I got back from the store an hour later, I found him dead. But there was something strange. In fact, beyond strange, kind of weird, apparently just before daddy died, he leaned over and rested his head on a chair beside the bed." Prayer is so important. It's vital. It's so good when we learn what is to pray. Now, we're going to see about prayer today. Why is that prayer is so crucial to us? As we know, our life, all of us, started by breathing. When you were born, the first thing, you started breathing. And we breathe every day. Even now, as I'm talking, you are breathing, I am breathing. And you know what? This life will end one day when we'll stop breathing. Same thing, prayer is breathing. Prayer is breathing. It's so vital, because if you don't breathe, you don't live, you die. Prayer is vital because you started your Christian life through prayer. Remember, when you got saved, you are calling on God. The Bible says, "And he who will call in his name shall be saved." You call on the Lord and then you got saved. Not only that, it's through prayer that you learn to abide in Christ and allow him to live his life in you. Prayer is important. It's through prayer that you grow mature. It's through prayer that when you mess up or you fall in spiritual life, you pick up yourself through prayer and repent and do your confession. It's through prayer that you overcome temptation and weaknesses. It's also through prayer that you are enabled to resist Satan and his tactics. It's through prayer that you fight the spiritual warfare, that you stand strong to resist Satan. Brothers and sisters, it's through prayer that you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's through prayer that God will give you a clear guidance and wisdom in your life's decision. Who am I going to get married to? Which job am I going to take? Where am I going to live? There's a decision we need to take. But we need to pray to make sure that we do the right thing and we get the right person that God has given us. Prayer In prayer, you get guidance and wisdom from God. It's through prayer that the Lord equips you or will equip you to the powerful ministry in your life. Yeah, although Satan is busy trying to distract us, busy trying to stopping us about praying, but we know that prayer is important. Prayer is very, very important. That's why the Bible says here, where we read, that we let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our line, in our time of need. I call prayer a privilege. Prayer is a privilege to approach God, to speak to God, to talk to God. It's an opportunity, it's a chance. It's something we did not deserve, but it's a chance. Remember, in the Old Testament, the Bible says, in the Old Testament, only Moses had to climb the mountain, and the children of Israel were waiting so that Moses could talk to God and bring the message. Not only that, only the holy priest could have to go in the holy place once in a year to speak to God or to intercede for the children of Israel. But today, the Bible says, the veil was rent. The veil that was separating us with God was rent when Jesus was on the cross. And now we have access to go to God through prayer. Prayer is important. So even though we go through tough time, life is so difficult, many things happen, prayer is also a remedy. The Bible says here in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Prayer gives you peace. When you pray to God, the first benefit you get, before even God answers your prayer, you have peace in your heart. And the Bible says the peace that surpasses all understanding. Daniel is a good example. After he heard that he was to be put, to be dropped in the lion's den, what did he do? He did not worry about nothing. The Bible says he opened the door toward Jerusalem and he started praying as he used to pray before. Three times a day. Prayer is a remedy when we go through tough time, obstacles, realities of life. We come before God and we talk to him. And what happened? The Bible says, and he gives us peace that surpasses all understanding. The church in Acts chapter 12, the Bible says, Peter was put in prison. What did the church do? They gathered and prayed. As they were praying, God intervened in the miracle ways and Peter came out of the prison. Prayer is vital and prayer is important for all of us children of God. Especially when you are Christian, you are born again, you are a child of God. Praying is something very important to us. Now, the question would be, when to pray? When should a Christian pray? When we are supposed to pray? We were made differently. I know we are all different. We have different abilities and capacity of maintaining our timetable, our time. Others are good praying in the night. Some are good praying in the daytime. Whereas others are really good praying in the midnight. And some also pray at 4 in the morning. So we are totally different according to our schedules and according to our abilities. But we're going to stretch out our schedules. We're going to find time to pray. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 to 20, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kind of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the entire Lord's Prayer. Pray also for me that whenever I speak, word may be given to me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. Here, the Bible says clearly, Paul has brought here 6 points about prayer. Number one, he said, prayer is to be in the Spirit. We know our God is spirit, and he or she who worship him should worship him or ought to worship him in the spirit and truth. So prayer is to be made in spirit, to be done in spirit. Number two, Paul says we must pray at all times. All times. It's supreme vital. It will be of no value for us to try to be strong in the Lord and put on his armor if we do not pray. Without prayer, soon or late, we will faint and fall. That's why the Bible says, watch and pray so that you may not fall in temptation. Prayer is important, Church of God. We've realized that many religions, they do prayer, though they are not in the right path, but they do prayer. But we who are in the right path, we know the way, the truth, who's Jesus. Sometimes we do not pray. Look at this. The Judaism, the Jews who are following the law, they make it 3 times a day. They pray in the morning, they pray in the afternoon, and they pray in the nightfall. The Muslim, Islam, they observe the formal prayer 5 times per day. I remember in 2010, when we were doing the Olympic game, and I was working as a screener there at Canada Place, and we had a fellow with me who were working together at our shift, and he could just sneak and then go somewhere place and start praying and leave me there. He started praying. And I was, wow, look at these people. They're so serious in their religion. But sometimes we Christian, we are lazy. We have to confess that. We are lazy. We do not take things seriously. But prayer is very important for us, children of God. Number three, Paul says there are different types of prayers. There is prayer of thanksgiving. We can have prayer, which is prayer of supplication, petition, secret prayer, church. We can organize a prayer for all the church. We can have a prayer which is groaning that cannot be uttered. And also there is a prayer which Jesus said, such kind of thing cannot go until you pray and fast. And that we call prayer and fasting. Number five, Paul says that prayer requires faith, perseverance, and watchfulness. Without faith, it is impossible to please to God. Without faith, we cannot. And the Bible says, he who approach, who you come to God, must believe that God exists. And it's true. Sometimes our faith is not strong enough. Sometimes we have problems. We have doubts when we are praying. But remember, God can still help us. He still help us if we are willing to seek him and if you are willing to pray. Paul says as well, we should pray for all the saints, Christian, known to us far and wide. So our prayer has ability to be extended, not only to be focused on ourselves. We can pray for the saints in the world. And prayer has that power to touch even people in the distance. Remember how beautiful it is. You can be here in Vancouver and pray for the people in China. And God can touch them there where you're praying here. You can be here and praying for people in the state, in France, like what we are seeing now, what we are hearing in the world is going through a tough time. It's time to extend your prayer and pray for people who are in need. Prayer also has power to reach people worldwide. And number six, a special theme of prayer is to be for the preacher, for the gospel be preached. Paul say, pray for me so that the Lord will open the door and that I may speak the word of God with boldness. How many people pray for me today? I think all of us. Thank you for praying for me. And I'm sure you did a good thing. And keep praying for the pastor. Keep praying for the minister. It's important. It's our privilege that we can stand and pray for one another. Brothers and sisters, our nation, our leaders, they also need our prayers. If you read in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 3, the Bible says, I urge you then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Prayer is sustaining the nation. Prayer is sustaining the nation. The Bible says, if my people call by my name, if they humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will hear them from heaven and I will forgive their sins. Not only that, and I will heal their land. We need God to heal this land of Canada. We need God to transform this land of Canada. We need God to take the control of this land of Canada. What are we going to do? Praying. When the church prays, things happen. When the church prays, things change. So prayer is also to be made for the authority and the leaders who are leading us so that we may be praying. We may be living in peace. What are the struggles of prayer? The struggles of prayer. Number one, we got to avoid what we call distraction. It's so important when you enter to pray. Sometimes Satan brings a lot of distraction. But what are you going to do? You're going to concentrate. Ask God to lead you. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. That's why when it's watching TV, I don't know if you've realized that. When it's watching TV, no one falls asleep. Never. Absolutely no. When it's receiving our message, checking our emails, watching the show, you name it, people are so alert. But when comes prayer, people are slumbering. Why? Because Satan does not want us to pray. He wants us just to stay there and without praying. But the Lord will help us. If you're willing to seek him, he will give us strength and he'll help us. Now, what is a good model of prayer? What are the good plan for someone to organize himself in prayer? Many have used the model which is called ACTS, which is A-C-T-S, and A stands for adoration. And when you start your prayer, you start with adoration, it really pleases God when you offer him the worship. It increases our awareness of God's quality, build our love, and trust in him, worshiping God. Oh, you're so great, oh Lord God. You're so marvelous. You're so good. You worship God. And this is awesome part of prayer. Number two, confession. This one is also crucial. Why? Because it makes it possible for the Holy Spirit to come and direct and empower you. Confession, repenting, confessing your sin before God. The Bible says, Isaiah 59 verse 1, that the ears of God are ready to hear and his hand is not shortened, but our sins. So when you pray, you confess your sins and you are forgiven. And also there is thanksgiving, expressing gratitude toward God. It's this remind us what God has done and will do. It builds our faith, increase our dependence on God. We thank God for what he has done. Lord, I thank you for keeping me. Lord, I thank you for blessing me. Lord, I thank you for the job. I thank you for my family. I thank you for the church. Thanksgiving, when you pray, it's important. And it really builds your life up. It helps you to understand more and love God more and see the hand of God in your life. And also we have supplication, which is asking request of God. Demonstrate our dependence and trust. And this involves our interceding for others and help us develop a heart of the prayer for the world. Interceding means you pray for someone. You pray for needs. You ask God for someone's need. Your daughter, your son, your husband, your brother. You pray for someone's need. It's very, very important for us to intercede. The Bible says the Lord Jesus is seated on the right side, on the right hand of our Father, and he's interceding for us. Hallelujah. Not only that, the Holy Spirit, help us. He's interceding. Help us in our weakness on prayer. So praying has this four part, but others take a lot of part as well. There is adoration, there is confession, there is thanksgiving, and supplication. And that's important. When you go through this part of prayer, you're going to find yourself 5 minutes. 5 minutes is not enough. If you go through all this part of prayer, you're going to find yourself even sometimes 15 minutes, sometimes half an hour, sometimes 1 hour. So, church, we can pray. We can pray because the church has power
to bring the transformation and change in the community. But we can't do it if we don't pray. Because it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And how are we going to see that? As we seek God and pray and ask Him to lead us and to empower us, and we'll see change taking place in the community, in our life. So it's good to pray together. It's good to find a friend. It's good to find a group of people praying together. If you can't make it by yourself, it's good to find a prayer meeting, and you join them and you pray. I was so glad when I heard Brother Peter. He was talking about how God has stepped in his life and changed his life and start praying in the morning. God bless you, brother. That's amazing. Praying in the morning is so advantageous. Why? Because in the morning, it's like your computer is, you just set it, you just open your computer and everything is fresh. You haven't thinking about the bills. You haven't start thinking about the problem you have at work. So your mind is so clear and clean, and you draw near God through prayer. Oh, that's awesome. And I know many of us, you know that. So praying in the morning is so great. And also, you can pray in the daytime. You can pray in the evening. As I said, sometimes others have facility and ability to pray in the nighttime. Let us then, the Bible says, let us then approach God through prayer. Let us come boldly to our God through prayer, because we have this privilege, we have this chance to approach Him and talk to Him, and He listens and He answers our prayer. Communication to God, communion with God, speaking and talking to Him, spending your time with God. This changes a lot of things, and it works. When you pray, I'm telling you, it works. I was born in 1968, but I was born again in 1993. Since I got saved, I saw many things that God done. He did through prayer. Too many things that God did through prayer. I can give you too many testimonies, and then it will blow your mind. I'm telling you, prayer is the key that opens the heaven's gate. Prayer works, and prayer changes things. I just have to give you, I'll give you just three of their testimony. Number one, someone came, he asked me the bicycle. I gave him my bicycle. You know, many people, when they see a Christian, they want to take advantage of you. So I gave him the bicycle. You know, back there in Africa, you have a bicycle that's like a BMW. So he asked me my bicycle. It was a brand new bicycle. I gave him the bicycle. He took it. He went there. And then he knew I'm a Christian, born again. And then he sold it. After 2 weeks, he promised to bring back. He didn't bring it. And then I was, okay, what's going on? So where is my bicycle? He said, no, your bicycle has some problem. I took it to the mechanic. But someone came and told me that the bicycle was sold. So I knew that was the test of my faith. I start praying. In the whole village, people say, Sammy, what are you doing? You give your bicycle to someone you don't know. And this is no good. He sold the bicycle. I was praying and seeking God and asking God's will. After 2 months, another person came from that place and came to my place and said, Sammy, I can take you where and show you where your bicycle was sold, and you can go and take it back. So I went there. I found someone who bought this bicycle. And I told him, this is not your bicycle. This is my bicycle. He said, well, I bought it. I said, well, by law, you can be in trouble if you don't bring my bicycle. I have all the receipt. So he said, okay, I'll give it back to you. I got my bicycle back after 2 months just because I prayed. Prayer works, my brother and sister. If there is some need, some problem, some situation you're going through, don't give up. Pray. Ask God. Talk to Him. He will do it. Another testimony that really I will never forget. There was a lady who was sick. And then all of a sudden, she passed away. When she passed away, I came to that ceremony. And I was just praying and singing. Praying and singing. Thank God for praise and worship team. God bless you. Praying and singing. Remember what we learned last Sunday. Paul and Silas, they were singing and praying in the prison. I was praying and singing. All of a sudden, the lady, she woke up. And I was, okay, is that true or no? She woke up and she became, it was a resurrection. They didn't bury her anymore. And this stay a story in Africa. So I have too many testimonies I can give you about prayer. One day they gave me a son. A lady brought me a son. Her son was sick. Very small son, a baby. He was sick. And she brought her to me. Say, Sammy, can you pray to my baby? Unfortunately, that day, I don't know what God wanted to teach us. I was praying for the baby. And the baby passed away. Right in my hand. And I felt, okay, what are we going to do now? I gave the lady the baby back. And then she was, okay, Pastor, the baby is not moving. I said, okay, just take the baby. Put him inside. And then I went outside and was, God, why this again? I was so, I was confused. I said, God, this is not good. But your will is done. And I said, lady, I have to go and I'll come back to see you tomorrow. And she was starting crying. And that was in Bogore, exactly in my village, 1999. I went home. There was no telephone that time, nothing. Just a couple of hours after I was home, I saw a gentleman sent to call me, Pastor, the baby's healed. Just after you left, he rose again. So prayer works. Church, it's true that we are totally spoiled here with the blessing. We are really spoiled here. We have everything. We have job, we have money, we have good things. Sometimes these blessings stop us from praying. And maybe we think everything we're going to get by ourselves, and that's right. But remember, there are these spiritual need that only prayer has answer for them. Hallelujah. Only prayer can bring this need to be solved. Your husband is not saved. What are you going to do? Are you going to continue to complain and hate your husband? It's time to pray. Your wife has a problem. What are you going to do? Pray. Your children got lost. What are you going to do? Pray. Prayer is the key, and prayer works. And let me tell you, church, it's true. We are living in the end time, the terrible time now, and we can see many things taking place in the world. But if we don't pray, we're going to see even the worst thing happening. But if we wake up and pray as a church, God will help us. So it's time for us, church, to pray. It will be amazing. It will be a really blessing if, like us here, the church, Mountain View, Fellowship Christian, if we could have a program, a special gathering, a meeting, which is only for prayer, for nothing else but praying, speaking to God, talking to God, even prayer of deliverance, pray for those who are tormented by the bad spirit or the evil spirit. We need Jesus to intervene and help people. I'm telling you, it will work, and it works. Prayer is a key, and prayer makes always the difference. So today, I just wanted to encourage us, church, as you are Christian, as you're saved, remember, prayer is one of the benefits that we do have, and we can approach our Lord Jesus. The Bible says, let us then go to the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. The only question I have as I'm finishing this message is, who told you that you cannot pray? That's the question. We can pray. Despite our weaknesses, the Lord can equip us again. He has power. We can develop a dynamic prayer. We can develop the life of prayer. And we can see a lot of change in our life. We can see a lot of change in this city. We can see a lot of change in this church as well. Prayer is important. Let's pray, church. Shall we bow our heads and pray together? I want to encourage you as we are praying. Take this time and check your life of prayer. We were so blessed by Peter when he said he was saved a long time ago, but he did not have that time to pray in the morning. But God, in his love and mercy, visited him and said, "My son, something good is about to happen. You can do this. Raise up. Wake up. Start praying." So as I was here thinking and pondering, I want to ask you this. How is your prayer life? How is your life of prayer? Are you still talking to God? Are you still spending the time together with God? Do you have enough time? Do you think you are very busy that you cannot pray? Let me tell you. If you want to pray, you ask God, he can give you time and you will pray. We can find time for prayer. The same way we find prayer time to go to the show, to the movie, we can also find time for prayer. And I just pray that the Lord will revive us here in Vancouver and this church as well, so that we can be part of a prayer team in this church. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that in your word, you said that if my people call by my name, they seek me, I will hear them from heaven and I will heal their land. You also say, ask and it will be given to you. Seek, you'll find. Knock the door, it will be open. I pray, O Lord God, that your Holy Spirit would revive us. That your Holy Spirit will renew in our life the spirit of prayer. So that we may come back to you and start praying as you want us to pray. Father, bless your church and bless everyone. And let the revival take place in this city of Vancouver as well as in this church. Bless us all in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. May God bless you and may us, all of us, raise up and start to pray, and the Lord will be glorified. Thank you.